He is appealing to me. I'm sorry. I will do my best to... Kai tilted her chin up with a finger.
No, you will not.
I... Vistara floundered. She had not felt this off guard since the first time she had killed, when she had been surprised at how hard it had been, how much blood there was, and how the sensation of the victim's life slipping away at such close range had unnerved her.
This is something we can use,
Gavar Kai continued.
I certainly do not want you to fall in love with Ben Skywalker, but if you do feel genuine affection or desire for him, do not be afraid to let him sense that, especially if he can sense it in the Force. He'll know it's real, and that will take him off guard. He will begin to lower his own walls, tell you more, trust you more. You can use that.
His eyes brightened as a thought came to him.
You might even be able to turn him.
To the dark side?
A strange little jolt swept through Vistara at the thought. She recognized it as hope. If Ben were to become Sith, then she wouldn't have to worry about the growing feelings she was having for the Skywalker boy. It wouldn't matter. They would be on the same side, fighting, killing together, advancing the tribe agenda to rule the galaxy. Ben would, she was certain, become as powerful as his father one day. He might even become a lord, or a high lord. They... Her father's indulgent chuckle snapped her out of her reverie.
That would be my hope as well. Ben Skywalker as a Sith would be a glorious achievement for our family, and you could enjoy him to the fullest. But if you fail to turn him, you must be prepared to be content with toying with him, at least until the time comes when he is no longer useful.
Vistara nodded.
I understand, Father. You do not need to worry about me.
He regarded her for a long moment.
I never had to lay a hand on you for punishment, child. You have always excelled. You are driven by the dark side to achieve, to rise.
He placed his hands on her shoulders, squeezing them slightly in approval.
Vistara, you are a true Kai. I know you will not fail me in this.
She stood a little taller at the high praise, craving it. Craving the power that lay unspoken behind his words. She had once dreamed of becoming a lord, but now her ambition knew no bounds. Fate, or the dark side, had placed the Skywalkers in her path, in perhaps her hands, literally and figuratively. She would make certain she took full advantage of the opportunity for her family, for the tribe, and for herself.